You're listening to SBS News.
The world today is complex and contested. Many fatalistically see a polarised world where countries feel pushed to make binary choices. Australia will continue to resist this path.
In the widely anticipated UN address, Scott Morrison defended Australia's action on climate change after he skipped an emergency climate action summit days earlier.
Today, I would like to take the opportunity, though, to speak about Australia's response to the great global environmental challenges. Protecting our oceans is also one of the world's most pressing environmental challenges. To protect our oceans, Australia is committed to leading urgent action to combat plastic pollution that is choking our oceans, to tackle over-exploitation of our fisheries, to prevent ocean habitat destruction, and of course, to take action on climate change. Recently, I announced that Australia will ban exports of waste plastic, paper, glass, and tyres, and we anticipate that starting in 2020.
That's an issue Professor Stephen Sherwood from the Climate Change Research Centre says has nothing to do with creating carbon neutrality by 2050, the vow made by more than 60 countries at the emergency summit.
Well, it's great that he is concerned about plastic in the oceans and recycling, but that problem has zero to do with emissions of carbon dioxide and global warming. So it sounds like a kind of a distraction to me. I mean, it'd be great for us to find a way to get the plastic out of the oceans and stop it from getting any worse, but that has nothing to say about what's going to happen to our climate in future decades if we don't bring down carbon emissions quickly.
In his speech, Mr. Morrison described Australia's tackling of greenhouse emissions as a credible, responsible and achievable contribution to climate change action. He added that the country was on track to its target of cutting emissions by 26 to 28% below 2005 levels by 2030.
Australia's internal, though, and global critics on climate change willingly overlook or perhaps ignore our achievements, as the facts simply don't fit the narrative they wish to project about our contribution. Australia is responsible for just 1.3% of global emissions. Australia is doing our bit on climate change, and we reject any suggestion to the contrary.
Environment Department figures show Australia's emissions have risen since 2014. Under the Paris Agreement, all countries are expected to update their pledges to cut emissions at the 2020 climate conference in Glasgow. But Mr. Morrison has indicated at this stage Australia is unlikely to do so. Professor Sherwood from the Climate Change Research Centre fears a lack of focus on carbon dioxide on the global stage could set a bad example as the whole world watches.
At the UN meeting that just occurred, China did not make any new commitments beyond what they made previously. And they said that was because the developed world, and I think they were talking about the United States and Australia in particular, needs to do more. So when countries like Australia, even though we're pretty small, we do set an example. If we decide we're not going to particularly worry about this problem, then others are not going to either.